Hey, Daily Dosers. I want to share with you a couple of thoughts about two kinds of wisdom that are found in our world and are addressed in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. One is the wisdom that is heavenly. And listen to this. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by, here's how their wisdom is shown, by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But here's the second kind of wisdom. If you harbor bitter envy, selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such, quote, wisdom does not come down from heaven. The argumentative, have to win the discussion, it's all about me finding the little speck in your eye and not worrying about the log in my eye. Well, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and catch this, actually demonic. For wherever you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. You see, the kind of wisdom that God gives us, that the scriptures give us, that flows out into our lives is supposed to show up this way. The wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, pure. It's peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit. It's impartial. It's sincere. And it makes peace. And peacemakers who sow or plant in peace end up reaping a harvest of righteousness. Here's my thought for the day from this passage. When you look at scripture, when you look at other people, when you look at just areas of preference, when you look at politics, when you look at any area of your life, where do you end up when you begin to think? Do you end up in a place of I'm right, everybody else is wrong? Or do you end up in a place where even if you are right and they are wrong, where you're making peace? Where there's a sense of humility, where there's a sense of mercy, because that's the kind of wisdom that comes down from heaven. It doesn't mean that everybody's right and all thoughts are good thoughts, but what it does mean in Scripture is that when I'm right and you're wrong, I act as if I might be wrong and you might be right. It's the way that we treat others. It's the fruit that is produced. You know, sadly, I grew up in my early Christian days in an environment where often people thought it was better to be right than to be good. Better to be right than to be loving. And you know what? That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says that kind of wisdom that produces that kind of division and that kind of slander and that kind of just broken relationships is not the wisdom from heaven, but is a wisdom from the pit itself. So Daily Dosers, let's live in truth. Let's hold firm to truth, but let's experience, let's talk about it, let's live it with wisdom.